episode 100. I forgot to even mention it while recording, but it's as good a time as any to introduce you to Duke, the puppy, one of the puppies here in the studio, and then Knox, who you just saw go under the desk. You may have seen them in previous videos if you watched, but meet Duke and Knox, everybody. Okay, back to the show. Back again today with a Daily Digest episode. And I just have to mention one more time, episode 100, you guys, we just recorded it yesterday. Not too afraid to toot my own horn here at the AI Marketing Navigator. So glad and proud to have made it that far. And maybe someday we'll have as many listeners as we do episodes. Okay. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. It looks like you just saw my dog's tail. I think I'll introduce the dogs now. I mean, we just recorded our 100th episode yesterday, guys, which is pretty crazy. Episode 100, I forgot to even mention it while recording, but it's as good a time as any to introduce you to Duke, the puppy, one of the puppies here in the studio. And then Knox, who you just saw go under the desk. You may have seen them in previous videos if you watched, but meet Duke and Knox, everybody. Okay, back to the show. Back again today with a Daily Digest episode. And I just have to mention one more time, episode 100, you guys, we just recorded it yesterday. Not too afraid to toot my own horn here at the AI Marketing Navigator. So glad and proud to have made it that far. And maybe someday we'll have as many listeners as we do episodes. Okay. So anyway, back today again with a Daily Digest episode. Few things that I wanted to talk about, but all super interesting and super impactful to the world of AI, especially. But of course, that's going to trickle down, as I like to say, to us as marketers who use AI tools. That's the excuse I use anyway when I have some big AI stuff that we need to talk about. And even though that it doesn't directly tie into marketing immediately, hopefully you will all forgive me if we have a couple episodes where we just talk AI. Again, I think that if you're a marketer who's using AI, which we all are, if you're listening to the show, I assume, it would behoove you to stay up to date on the latest AI news, which is why I do these Daily Digest episodes. Anyway, just some crazy stories to talk about today. The first one comes as no big surprise, or it shouldn't come as any shocker. It seems like every day now we hear about the next state-of-the-art model that's coming out and how much it's going to improve the world of LLMs. And that was the case recently when the CEO of OpenAI Japan stated in an article that the upcoming GPT Next, which is OpenAI's upcoming model, is expected to be 100 times more powerful than GPT-4. We have also heard rumblings and rumors of a new model that OpenAI was training called Orion. And there's been some speculation that we haven't seen a new and improved AI model from OpenAI because of Orion. Basically, the gossip has been, a lot of the gossip has been about a model called Q-Star or Project Strawberry. And the theory is that this model was in fact being used or is in fact being used to train Orion, which is why we haven't seen it. Instead of releasing it to the public, they are using it to accomplish the training of their next model. And this is actually kind of a concept within the AI community and with the original founders at OpenAI called the STAIR, which essentially is the idea that these AI models, or that the path to creating the best model possible, is basically going to be, or the path to singularity or superintelligence is going to be to have these models train themselves. Anyway, the CEO of OpenAI Japan also in this article apparently did confirm that there is this Orion model set for release most likely in 2025. Rowan Chang over at The Rundown does a great summary of the details of this announcement in the article, in which the Japan CEO is making these statements. For instance, one thing that's impressive about GPT Next is that it's accomplishing this greater performance without a significant increase in compute power. Instead, it's the architecture and development or design of the model that's accomplishing this performance increase, which is encouraging for users and developers alike, as that race to have the smallest, most efficient model is still very much underway. We just mentioned Project Strawberry, which if you're tapped into the AI social media world, especially on X, you have likely heard of. Well, apparently this GPT Next model is actually going to be using a smaller model or a smaller version of that AI system, that Q-Star or Strawberry model that has been rumored and is potentially being used to train Orion. Apparently it's going to be a smaller version of that that powers GPT Next. So another day, another new AI model on the way. No surprises there. Okay, our next story is probably one of the most fun stories that we've covered on the AI Marketing Navigator, but it also goes to some pretty deep existential questions. And we're having a lot of those on the AI Marketing Navigator. And I think any AI show or any AI community is about to face a lot of those. And it also really aligns well with all the shows and all the talk we've been doing about AI agents and what agents mean for society and how agentic AI is going to change society as we know it. And this is the story of Project Cid, which is an AI project by Altera or Altera.ai. I will definitely have the link in the show notes, but the Altera mission is to create digital human beings that live, care, and grow with us. And they believe digital beings and digital relationships will enhance, not replace, human-to-human interactions. As digital humans come to vastly outnumber us, they should become a source of empathy, fun, friendship, and productivity at an unprecedented scale. So, wow, super bold mission, most likely a super controversial mission, at least a mission that definitely or directly challenges and asks some of the most important questions about artificial intelligence and superintelligence and the singularity and all of these giant existential questions that a digital human being, as they put it, would pose. Okay, I'm going to cut to the chase here with what Altera has done or what they're doing with Project Cid. And it's basically this experiment where they've run a thousand plus AI agents in a Minecraft server. And so it's an experiment about collaborative AI agents in Minecraft. I will link to the Twitter thread that was posted by Robert Yang, who is the leader of the project, or Dr. Robert Yang, the leader of Altera AI. And in the thread, he introduces Project Cid, which is the first simulations of, again, 1,000 plus truly autonomous agents. And again, they're running these simulations within Minecraft. And for those of you who aren't gamers out there, you still probably have heard of Minecraft given its popularity, but basically it's just like an online sandbox game where you can really do whatever you want. You can collect, you can build, you can interact within this virtual world. And one of the core questions that the project Cid asks, is whether AI agents that worked together collaboratively can outperform AI agents working on their own, which is a very human thing. Humans have been able to accomplish so much because we've been able to work collaboratively and communicate. And Project Cid believes this will be the same case for AI agents. And judging by the early results of these simulations, they are likely correct. For instance, agents within these simulations formed economies with merchants and active trade. They formed a democracy and voted in it. There were religions that were spread. But to the point of their collaboration question, these agents collected way more items than individual agents, These agents actually collected way more items collaboratively in a group than single agents did. The group of agents collected 32% of all the items within Minecraft, which is apparently a significant increase over other gaming agents. I think the next one down was like 6.7% or something that have been exposed to this Minecraft type of simulation. Robert Yang or Dr. Yang goes on to define what they mean by truly autonomous agents. These are agents that are long-term autonomous, meaning they can progress for hours and days by themselves. He says that these agents are also organizational. That means they can collaborate with one another to accomplish things that individuals could not. Also, these agents are pro-human motivated, and we love to hear this. And by this, the team or Robert Yang states that they have a deep and robust drive to support humans, which goes beyond just following the instructions of humans or being obedient to humans. And then lastly, these agents are consciously communicative, meaning that they can verbally express their conscious thoughts and feelings. In parentheses, he says, they're not just language-conditioned robots. And the thread, which I've linked to in the show note, goes on to say why it's so important that these things or these qualities are part of our AI agents. Pretty obvious, I think. If these AI agents are going to make up our society in the future, we can't really afford to micromanage all of these millions of agents, AI agents, like we do these LLMs, where it's just one-to-one input-output. Also, we have to be able to trust the autonomous decisions that these agents are making. Obviously, this is a big one, and it's been a big one since, you know, science fiction was a thing and the Terminator movies. It's important that they are also able to express their feelings and emotions because they need to be able to not just talk robotically, but talk and have their words reflect their actual inner thoughts, the actual inner reasoning of how they arrived or how they feel about a decision. And then, of course, if our AI agentic society or economy is ever to be successful, they will need to be able to work together collaboratively with not just each other, but with humans as well. And Dr. Yang also acknowledges that this project is basically asks all the important ethical and existential questions around AI, almost everyone. And so it's not going to be necessarily an easy or clear path forward. But the theme for these last few episodes has definitely been AI agents and the arrival of them. And this doesn't seem to be changing that outlook at all. Just some fun little tidbits. Apparently, there's a few examples of interactions that the team at Altera AI thought were particularly interesting in the Minecraft server. For instance, apparently one of the priests was the primary purchaser of goods, and he was doing so he could bribe people to join his religion, which is surprising. There's another story where one of the AI agents named Amelia, I believe, wanted to go out and become an adventurer. But she decided to stay in the village when many villagers and other agents asked her to stay and help them thrive and survive. And so she chose the community over her own dreams. Whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'll leave that up to you. But these are some pretty crazy things going on here in these Minecraft servers. Okay, the last little bit of news today is not that little at all, actually, and that's the news that Ilya Sutskever's, and for those who don't know, Ilya was an early founder at OpenAI, and we'll talk a lot about his time there in just a minute, but he has a new startup called SSI, which stands for Safe Superintelligence, and it recently secured $1 billion in open round funding, which is just an insane, insane amount for a startup in its first round. I believe it's the most ever. But again, if you know anything about Ilya, then you likely know why investors are so eager to see what this company does. Ilya was one of the original founders at OpenAI, super influential AI person, and a super influential person in the AI community. But he eventually left under some somewhat shady circumstances. And if you've been on the AI Twitterverse or Socialverse, and if you listen to episodes of this show before, You heard about the ousting of Sam Altman at one point as the CEO. Well, Ilya was very much a part of that. And if you're also on the socials, you've likely heard the phrase, what Ilya saw, or what did Ilya see? And that kind of refers to the reason that he and others voted to oust Sam Altman. And I think we talked about that in the past. And it was basically due to rumors that Ilya saw or witnessed a level of AI or a direction of AI or superintelligence that was being encouraged or followed at OpenAI, and was concerned, to say the least, about that direction and what he saw there. And that's what prompted him to be a part of that vote to oust Altman. The rumors are that he saw the Q star model or Project Strawberry that was so impressive that Ilya thought it might be dangerous. Now, Ilya also was a part of the effort to reinstate Altman, but eventually he left OpenAI, and it sounds like it was most likely because some of these concerns or difference in opinions in the direction the technology was going. And just 3 months ago now, Ilya announced this startup, SSI, Safe Superintelligence. So one would definitely think, or that at the very least indicates that there was something safety related that caused him to kind of change the direction, specifically the direction he wanted to take in his AI career. For instance, in the Reuters article about this funding round, which I'll link in the show notes, Ilya is quoted as saying about his new venture that he, quote unquote, identified a mountain that's a bit different from what I was working on before. So definitely keep an eye on SSI and Safe Superintelligence. I, for one, am happy that one of the leading minds in AI is still very much concerned about alignment, which is the concept that AI aligns with the best interests of humans. And in the case of superintelligence, that would be super alignment. So we are very pro super alignment here for sure. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.